Hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you, and welcome to the weekly podcast. Going to do a shorter one this week, putting it together for you and just some really simple ideas. This is week three in an eight-week series on the key ideas that are coming out in my new book on December 10, and that new book is Bridging the Gap. I hope you're going to grab a copy. Underneath the podcast here, there'll be a link to the book launch, and if you just click on that link, there's a really simple page. Just throw an email address in, and you'll automatically go onto the notification list. So the second the book's ready, you'll be able to grab a copy. It's going to be cheap to buy. It's going to be quick to read. I designed it so that, you know, because I was flying so much, I wanted it to be a book that you could pick up at the airport, read on the plane, get a bunch of really good ideas that are simple to use, and have it done and dusted and finished before the plane lands. That seems like a really good idea. So I'm pumped about the book. I've had a really good 2 weeks finishing it off. I've drunk a lot of coffee, sitting in a lot of cafes, but it's done. And, you know, sometimes I think we make things so much more complex than they need to be. I was talking with a guy at a function on Wednesday, and he's a guy I respect. He's an entrepreneur doing some great stuff. And we're talking away, and he's like, oh, you know, one day I might write a book. And I got talking to him. I thought, you know, he's done so much, this guy, right? He's done some really interesting stuff. And I thought, here is this software in his head that's like, you know, doing a book is a massive thing. And, you know, it's such a huge undertaking. And, you know, and I just sort of broke down the psychology. I said, well, not really. You know, if you just simplify it, I mean, it's like we kind of think that we have to write Tolstoy's War and Peace. You know, if you're a young person, go look it up. It's about a billion pages long. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, everybody has at least one book in them. And the joke goes that that's probably where it should stay. But, you know, seriously, it just sometimes we make things much more complex than they need to be. So I just took the ideas from a talk I gave recently to leaders on eight simple ways that we can bridge the gap between where we are in life and where we can be based on our unique potential. And there's a real bit of a twist at the end of the book. There's the eight concepts, and then I write something at the end of the book that really kind of reframes everything I did before. So if you're interested now and that's got you curious, make sure you click the link under here so that you can get notification of when it's out. Around about December 10, there's a countdown timer on the page when you click through, which is pretty cool, and it shows you exactly how many hours, minutes, and seconds there are to go. In case you love the weekly podcast and you're so excited about the book that the seconds matter to you, well, then you can see that on the page. So this is week three. It's a really simple one, and it's called Obstacles Are Your Friends. Obstacles are your friends. And what I want to do is talk about reframing. You know, reframing is a psychological technique where, you know, we get grooved into a way of thinking, like, you know, in our neural circuitry in our brain, and we know this now from neurobiology, that basically the more we think a certain kind of thought, the more it actually gets hardwired into our neural circuitry. So you can see why negative thinking as opposed to positive thinking also has a biological basis, that the more that we think and behave in a particular way, the more that we groove that in. Now, reframing happens when we take a way of thinking that we've done for ages and we just reframe it. We just look at it in a very different way, and we practice it, and we practice reframing it, and it makes a big change. So the reframe that I want you guys to do is around this idea of obstacles. Now, all throughout your life, you have had obstacles after obstacles after obstacles. And if you stop and think about it, your whole life has been a series of massive obstacles. You know, from when you were a youngest child, you know, learning how to walk, learning how to use the bathroom, learning how to feed yourself, everything presented obstacles to the place that you needed to get to. And right now, as you listen to this, I'm sure that you have at least one or two obstacles in your life. I mean, I have plenty. I mean, I have a great life, but I've still got so many things in the way of where I want to be. And we all do. So just think it now as you listen to this. What are one or two obstacles in your life right at the moment? Just think about those. What are two things that are difficult or annoying or stopping you from where you want to get to? Now think about those. We're going to have some silence for a second. Now, those obstacles, here's the reframe. you're probably, like a lot of people, looking at these obstacles and wishing that they weren't there. That's pretty reasonable. It's like, well, these things make my life terrible and it's so exhausting and life's awful and this thing, if these things weren't here, things would be so much easier. And on a level, that's true. But let's be honest, they're probably not going to magically vanish. You know, your fairy godmother is unlikely to show up today, sit down with you over a latte and say, tell me the obstacles, I'll sprinkle some pixie dust and the obstacles are gone. That's not going to happen. So they're here, they're in your life, they're a given. So what I want to do with the reframe is just do this. Obstacles are your friends. That's a reframe right there. It's a cognitive reframe. So what I want to do in this short podcast is go, look, your whole life, you've looked at these obstacles and said, terrible, awful, make my life miserable, if only they weren't here. But the reframe is this: what if they're making you better? What if these obstacles are actually sharpening you and pushing you and making you grow? Yeah, you still might not want them, but what if the upside, what if the positive reframe is that these obstacles are making you stretch? So I mention in this chapter in the book, when you read it, I mention a bit about Viktor Frankl, who I have mentioned before in weekly podcasts. Now, Viktor Frankl, of course, was imprisoned in the extermination camp by the Nazis. He was in Auschwitz. He lost his family. And he was a psychiatrist by training. And because of that training, he really observed what happened in the concentration camps. And he kind of said that, you know, when he actually survived, of course, and then spent 10 days, just 2 weeks after he was liberated, he spent 10 days nonstop writing this book and capturing his experiences. And he basically said, you know, reality was happening to everybody. You know, reality was just constantly happening. You know, there wasn't a part of the camp where certain people just had a completely different experience. It was just suffering, suffering, suffering. You know, these horrific experiences. You know, 50 to 100 people a day would throw themselves on the electric fence to end their lives rather than do another day, you know, have to put up with another day of that traumatic, horrific suffering and brutality. But he said there was a small group of people who didn't sort of, you know, go into that terrible experience of, you know, spiraling depression and just absolute despair. And he said these people were the ones who could find a meaning in what was happening. And that meaning could be different for all of them. For Frankl, he had this meaning where he said, I'm going to survive this place. And the meaning of me witnessing this, the meaning of me having to go through this, is that I'm going to share with the world how we can never let this happen again. So he extracted a meaning out of this horrific obstacle, this suffering that was in his life. So we're not going to go through that. You know, we're not, God willing, have to go through something so extreme. But Frankl's point holds true. He's like, it's not what happens to you that's the issue. It's your response to it. It's your framing of what's happening. And if that can hold true in a place like Auschwitz, I mean, it can hold true in the smaller things that you and I go through every day. So bridging the gap, you know, when I wrote the book, I'm aware that there's just this smaller group of people in life that really flourish. And I just got to be honest with you, they flourish because their psychology is stronger. And they're not, yeah, maybe some of them are born with it, but many people just have to work at this. And I have to work at this. So I have to get through this day today with the challenges, and I'm busy. I've got a million things coming at me. And I've got to go, well, you know, I'm going to get through this time. I'm going to flourish in this time. I'm going to reframe the challenges of today, not as obstacles, but as chances to grow, chances to stretch. And there'll be cynics that go, oh, that's just ridiculous. You know, you're just doing this positive thing. You think, I go, well, you know, even if I was, I would rather live that way. You know, even if that was the case, you know, I was just trying to trick myself, I would still rather trick myself, you know, because your brain will eventually believe what you tell it to believe. And I honestly believe that. That our brain just, you know, reality comes at us and it's up to us to go, well, I think it means this. And, you know, some people go, well, that's just relativism. Friends, there is objective truth, absolutely. But we also are given this amazing power to put a layer of meaning around what's happening to us. So some people thrive, but, you know, so many people just sit down on the metaphorical, you know, footpath of life and just throw their hands in the air and say, oh, this is just too hard and I'm, you know, it's all miserable. And I'm going, you know, you can reframe. You can. So the work for you today is to look at the obstacles in your life. And if you're a journaler like me, my journaling has just ramped up. I'm reading an amazing book at the moment by Barbara Stanny, and almost every page is just, she's pushing you to journal, to answer questions. And I just want to encourage you, if you haven't journaled yet, journaling is where it's at. Journaling just seems to unleash creativity and ideas and processes in your life. So grab some paper, get those obstacles down, write down what you currently think they mean. I think this obstacle means that I'll always never have enough money, or I'll never get a date, or I won't get promoted, and this obstacle means that everybody hates me, whatever. Just write down the neurotic, irrational, negative, toxic thinking that you currently, and you've got to dig deep here, because you go, oh no, I don't really think like that, but dig down, what meaning do you currently apply to it, and then the reframe. What is this obstacle doing in my life? What is it doing? What's it offering me? What's the message? And I remember, it must be 10 years ago at least, in fact, it'd be even longer now, 15 years ago, I remember reading an amazing book about, you know, about the power of this stuff and the thinking, and I'll try and dig up the reference for that book, the name of it. But it was just like this, he had this central idea of curriculum. He said, your life is going to keep offering you a curriculum. It's going to keep offering you the same curriculum. It might be about fear. It might be about insecurity. It might be about anger. It might be about, you know, resentment. Your life's just going to keep serving it up to you all the time until you learn the curriculum, and then you pass the test of the curriculum, or you reframe the obstacle and get its meaning, and you move on to the next level. So this is where life's at. This is where the exciting work of being human and growing and developing really is. So that's it for this week. Part 3 of the 8-part series, Obstacles Are Your Friends. So from here, jump back to the webpage wherever you're listening to it. Click on the book launch little tab there and put your details in the podcast. Put your details in so that you've got them. I'll also put a link in the email so you can know that the minute the book's ready. I'm going to do a lot of speaking off the back of the book. So if you're in business, you're in corporate or government, get in touch with me, because once the book comes out, I'm going to be doing some awesome seminars here and overseas on the 8 principles. And some other stuff too. You know, the last 48 hours, I've been aware that there's actually a big one missing, and I've learned personally through tough experience what it is. There's a bit of mystery there as well, but I've got another book ready to come straight out. So once this one's done, I'm going to put this 9th principle in a book of its own. So much good stuff to come. I hope that's been useful to you. Flip me an email, hit me up on Twitter. Make sure you're following on Twitter or social. If you're a heavy user, I'm on that stuff a lot, so it'd be great to connect with you there. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast. I really pray and hope it's been useful for you, and I'll be speaking with you again next week.